Table 1. Factor loadings for retained items on the Appraisals of Previous Mathematics Experiences scale. Everyday math experiences. Working out how much change you should receive when paying for something. 0.83. Working out how much money you need to pay at a shop checkout. 0.80. Calculating your share of the cost of something you have bought with someone else. 0.78. Working out a concessional rate of payment, for example, student or OAP charges, 0.74. Working out the cost of a sale item, 0.69. Computing numbers with the aid of technology, for example, a calculator, 0.69. Playing cards or a board game where you have to add up or keep track of the score, 0.67. Dealing with money with a customer at work, 0.64. Calculating a budget for the month, 0.64. Calculating measurements for DIY or work purposes, 0.60. Understanding figures within the media, for example, during a news broadcast, 0.60. Converting foreign currency or exchange rates, 0.56. Any other situation involving math that is personally salient to you, 0.55. Performing calculations as part of a video game, 0.49. Discussing revenue targets with a colleague, 0.47. Calculating how much interest you need to pay on a loan or credit card, 0.47. Math evaluation experiences. Being asked a number problem or question in front of others, 0.92. Being asked a question in math class in front of the class, 0.91. Taking a math exam, 0.86. Unexpectedly being given a number task / test in a math class, 0.85. Being asked a question in math class on a 1-to-1 basis, 0.62. Being asked a math or numerical question in a job interview, 0.61. Learning math at school, 0.60. Doing a presentation that involves numbers, 0.50.